Todd Binsman, and you've heard me talk to Todd several times now. Newspaper reporter, he's been a magazine writer, he's an author. In fact, jot this down, America's Covert Border War. You need to get that book. You can go to Amazon or wherever you go. America's Covert Border War, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration. He did a lot of stuff, did some government work, and he ended up where he is now. He is at the Center for Immigration Studies. He's a senior national security fellow there, so he knows his stuff. And I want to bring him up on the line here on the Pat Miller program today. Todd, good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome to the program.
I appreciate you having me back.
Absolutely. Have you back anytime we can. Last week we reported what happened. It's been the quote heard around the world now. When Lester Holt was talking to Vice President Kamala Harris and was asking her about, so are you going to go to the border? Are you going? And she's at some point, we're going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. And he said, but you haven't been to the border. And then she went into what I call the Kamala cackle. Eventually the pressure, as you say in your most recent article, if and when Vice President Harris does visit the border, don't expect her to go where its collapse can be seen. The pressure from the right, but even more than that now, the pressure from even some friends in the press, she's eventually going to have to go down there, isn't she?
I think so. She's all but said, I am going down there eventually, just to get them off her back a little bit. But that's actually going to have the opposite effect. They're going to come on even stronger. When are you going? And at some point, probably sooner rather than later, she will have to go down to the border. But my contention is that, Republicans and conservatives and even her people in her own party who are insisting that she go down there are not going to get much bang for that buck, because there are just too many places that she can go, as I point out in my piece today, where she won't have to contend with illegal immigrants being in the same frame with her.
Right.
I
mean, we have a very conservative representative in the 3rd District here of Indiana. We've got Jim Banks, who represents Northeast Indiana very well. Banks has been to the border once or twice. Where he went at the border, I guarantee, is probably not where Kamala Harris will go to the border.
No. I mean, there are places where you can go to the border. The border is not one monolithic entity where, the crisis can be seen. There are different things happening in different places. The epicenter of the mass migration, though, is in South Texas, in the Rio Grande Valley sector. And I think that Republicans and conservatives are fantasizing about her standing there with raft after raft after raft in raft emptying out in front of her, and that there'll be a press delegation that follows her everywhere that'll see this, and she'll have to contend with it and answer to it. But I just don't see that happening. I don't think her handlers, the White House handlers, are going to let anything like that happen. And there are a great many places that she can go to get around that. The border is a big, long line, 1,954 miles long, and there are vast empty stretches where not much is going on. And certainly what's going on can't be seen very readily. It happens at night and very furtively.
Well, one thing you pointed out in your article, which the article was tremendous, by the way, but one of the things that you pointed out was there are some quiet spots where nothing is going wrong at the border, but she probably won't get video there either, because those are the places where the Donald Trump wall still exists. And so there's not a whole lot of illegal crossing right there.
Right. That's the other. So, in addition to, making sure that she's not anywhere where, there's a D-Day-like amphibious landing invasion going on in South Texas, is the wall. She won't want that wall to be behind her, where in all areas where the wall stands, it's virtually dead. Nothing is happening there because the wall works, and people don't go to where the wall is. They go to where the wall isn't. So it would be counter to the Biden party line, very strongly counter to the Biden party line, if she were to show up and give some kind of a press interview anywhere near a wall either. So
yeah,
you have to go to in a helicopter. I envision, you can't see a whole lot of detail down there in a helicopter, just showing her being at the border. And another thing she could do, as I point out, we shouldn't be surprised to see this, that she go to South Texas, but in a very controlled and interior environment where she can meet and greet cute little migrant children, adorable little migrant children, and maybe their tearful, appreciative parents who, you know, might kneel and prostrate themselves to her for letting them in.
But the little girls have been dropped over the border by themselves that were raped on their way through Mexico, and some of them that have injuries because they were beaten by the coyotes. I don't think they'll get much film time.
No, but nothing quite trumps overcomes the video camera footage of, weeping cute little children and, people kissing the American soil, that kind of thing. It's very impactful, and it's a good way to sort of dodge what Republicans and conservatives would like to see in her visit to the border. I just don't think that Republicans should put so much onus on her going to the border. I think there are too many dodges available to her.
Yeah, well, and what's the next thing? Because when she goes down, she can then come back and say, see, I went. So you can't beat her up with, okay, so when are you going to the border? You'd like to beat her up with, so now that you've been to the border to see what you saw or didn't see, so what's the next step for you as you're our czar for the border? But if a reporter starts asking her those kinds of questions, the reporters on the left will say, boy, you guys are just never satisfied, are you?
Yeah, then it just becomes a left-right, typical cultural war battle that just nobody, really will care about, and she'll get past that. I'd like to see her go to the border, probably not for the same reasons that, Republican congressmen want to see her go to the border about. I just want to see how interesting it would be for her to sort of dodge and twist around what they want and the spin that she's inevitably going to put on any visit to the border.
Well, I think she's going to avoid a lot. There's parts that she'll avoid where the wall is. There's parts that she'll avoid where there's a lot of crossing activity. There's parts that she'll avoid because there will be some ranchers and residents and local police and sheriffs standing by who've had their lives flipped upside down with the policies of this administration, so she won't go there either. My guess is this is a five-hour visit tops, and I really am kind of curious what she will do, if anything, when she returns. 30 seconds, what's your last take, Todd?
Well, I expect that she'll be back in Central America talking about, root causes again, which is the unproven long-term 20-year solution that's supposed to act as though it's a substitute instead of a substitute for short-term illegal mass immigration that's going on. You don't have to deal with it as long as you're saying, I've got this long-term thing going.
Yeah. Folks, you've got to get the book, America's Covert Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration. By the way, there's a lot of that down at the border, too. But just go on your search engine, look for America's Covert Border War. The book will pop up a click or two after that. You'll have that book on the way to your house, and you'll be glad you got it. Todd, very glad that we had you on today. Thank you very much for making yourself available to us.
Thank you.
Podcasts by Federated Media.